10:05, welcome back. The final hour of today's edition of the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO and online at KFYO.com. Send in your thoughts via email, chad at KFYO.com. And, of course, phone lines open to you at 770-5790. Toll free, 1-800-687-0790. And we continue to take a look at the candidates running here in Lubbock. And joining me right now to discuss his campaign for LISD School Board at large, first person that we've had in studio to talk about their campaign for a school board is Boyd Goodlow. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Chad. Glad to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, I appreciate you coming in. And tell folks a little bit about yourself and why you decided to run.
Good deal. Again, my name's Boyd Goodlow. I'm a father of Luke Goodlow, a seventh grader at Evans, father of a Monterey graduate, Curran, that's a student at LCU. My wife, Julie, is a graduate of Monterey High School and Parsons and Evans, and I'm a graduate of Nat Williams, Evans, and Lubbock High and Texas Tech. And my wife's also a teacher at Coronado High School. And so I just feel as a father and a spouse of a teacher, my leadership can offer some great things to LISD school board trustees and the people of Lubbock.
What are some changes that maybe you'd like to see happen regarding the school board? And, you know, you brought up the fact that, of course, you've got kids who are in school. You've got you have a wife who's a teacher. So you're kind of in a unique position where, you know, you get to hear from the kids. You get to hear from the wife about how things are going. How are things going at LISD? What can be improved right now?
Well, there are some exciting things going on. Of course, the results of the bond election have made huge differences in some of the campuses, and we continue to see those as tracks are being upgraded across our middle schools right now. And you see those projects going on, and those bond projects are about 90% complete right now. So we're seeing lots of physical things. We've had technology upgrades as well. And I do get to hear about things that are going inside the school as well, and there are exciting things there. I just think in general, the people of Lubbock, our parents and citizens, aren't hearing quite enough about the good things that are going on. And of course, there are challenges on a daily basis and across the district, across the state when it comes to education. One of the unique things I bring too is I spent 18 years in youth ministry. And so I really understand teenage culture and our students and what drives them and important to them and kind of how to get their attention. So it's yet another unique thing I think I get to bring to the table.
Do you think, as far as the school board goes, are there any specific changes or different directions that you'd like to take the school board?
Well, I think the opportunity to listen more to people, get out there, visit. I've gotten to walk a lot of blocks. I've enjoyed that. I enjoyed that 4 years ago too, and hear people, hear some of the concerns that they have. Sometimes their concerns are partly because they're not hearing enough about what really is happening and going on, some of those positive things. I think that's one of the key leadership things that the school board's responsible for and has the opportunity to take to the people of Lubbock, and I would look forward to doing that with community leaders, with local citizens, and venues where we could share the things that are happening, the things that they feel challenged by, and maybe they feel upset by.
You brought up just a minute or two ago the bond election, and
sure.
You said that that's made a big impact as far as different venues, different campuses, you know, what the campuses are looking like. I think you brought up the tracks that are getting done right now. A lot of parents who call into this show, they say, that's great, but what about education?
That's right.
You know, what about the quality of education that students are getting at Lubbock ISD? You know this, that Lubbock Cooper, Friendship, much other school districts surrounding Lubbock, they're getting a lot of students because parents are taking their kids out of Lubbock ISD. How do you make education better at Lubbock ISD?
Well, that is true. We have seen some that have moved to surrounding school districts, but we're also seeing students come back into Lubbock ISD. One of the exciting things I think we have right before us right now is House Bill 5 is going to change the way we do transcripts. We're moving to endorsements in things like science, technology, engineering, and math, and business and industry, and public services, arts and humanities, and then just an interdisciplinary. So there's five different endorsements that are going to be a part of this plan, and Lubbock ISD is going to be, it looks like, the only one in our whole area that's going to offer all five endorsements. So that's an exciting, I think that's a draw to Lubbock ISD. Some people may want to come back into our district, and certainly LISD welcomes those transfers.
If you're elected as a member of the school board, of course, you'll probably have some discussions on the statewide level with some of our local lawmakers when it comes to education, when it comes to funding. What are your views on that? Do you think there needs to be more funding thrown towards education? Do you think state lawmakers need to do anything different than what they're doing right now?
Well, we absolutely find ourselves in a seemingly unfair position in Lubbock ISD of being among the 25% or lowest percentage of school districts as far as state funding goes, and that's part of the legislature's way that they fund school districts, and certainly there's some things in the works for that. There's a lawsuit pending and some other things to try to make that more fair and equitable. And certainly as a Lubbockite, I would like to have more of the state's funds for that. But as a school board member, you have to work within the parameters that you have and rely on your other, you know, pressures to put on legislature and them to make decisions that are best for all of Texans.
Do you think that the way Lubbock ISD spends money right now, how they appropriate money, are you satisfied with how all of that is? You hear complaints sometimes that there's too much administrative bloat, that we have to get rid of teachers or force teachers to retire early, or however you want to view that. And we hire a bunch of administrators. We have a bunch of top heaviness, it seems, up at the very top. Are you satisfied with how everything is right now, or would you like to see some things redrawn?
Well, I hear that a lot as well. I certainly feel like our teachers are our key to education. I think every time we make a choice and a decision as citizens, and especially as school board members, I think what is best for students ought to be the very first question that we ask. And it certainly have to take into all kinds of things, parameters, budgets, technology, growth, changes in demographics, all those things come into that, but it ought to be the very first question asked every time. What is best for students? And our teachers are the ones that are right there every day, front line, all periods of day, making an impact on those. And so they ought to be the very top priority for us. And our funding part is attracting and retaining the best educators that we can find and the best support staff and other people that we can assemble.
The way it's laid out right now, is that happening?
I think we've got some great teachers, and certainly we've done some things, too, with our emphasis on saving money on our utilities. We've got a staff of, I believe, three in that, and I know they've saved $60,000 just at Coronado this last year. And when we do things like that, that's an administrator-type role or support-type role, mm-hmm. but there's support. They're saving money that we can use toward teachers and adding teachers or the monies that we have available to support the teachers that we have. So sometimes it takes some support staff, but certainly as many teachers as we can deploy, I think the better off we are and attracting great teachers through incentives and their salaries, their compensation. Those are tools for us to use.
Looking down the road. You got a plan. You always have to look ahead at how things are going. Do you think Lubbock ISD will need another bond election anytime soon?
I don't see us needing a bond election anytime soon. We've really got our houses in order, our new cafeterias. Some of those things are designed at safety and security for our students and our staff, and we've done a good job with that. And now we get to live into those buildings and live into those procedures that we have in place and really focus on our opportunities ahead of learning and teaching students and all these new endorsements that are actually going to come into play as our students make choices in middle school even, and it's going to shape how we deploy our counselors as well. We're probably going to be adding some counselors, it looks like, based on what I've seen, on what it's going to take to implement.
We've been visiting with Boyd Goodlow, running for Lubbock ISD school board at large. You can visit his website, boydgoodlow.com. Before I let you go, a topic that has been brought up not only here in Lubbock, but you've seen it other places on the South Plains throughout the United States, and you even kind of touched on it with student safety. Do you think that teachers or that someone in the school should be allowed to carry, if they have a CHL, if they've gone through the training to be able to carry a CHL, should they be allowed to at school campuses?
Well, we have deployed Lubbock ISD police, and so we have police presence on many of our campuses throughout the day, and we've taken other security methods of securing the doors during the day and limiting access to the buildings. No system is perfect. No system is without a flaw or a possibility of intrusion, and even if all of our teachers were carrying guns, we would have flaws in that system as well. And so, again, I think everything has to come back to that one basic question: what is best for our students? And I think that would take a lot of public input and community guidance to make a choice on that.
Do you have an opinion one way or the other?
I think our Lubbock ISD police force does an excellent job. Our responses when they need to be at campus, if they're not already on campus, is incredible. And our Lubbock police and county sheriff's department are right there along with constables as well.
Basically.
So I don't see my wife carrying a gun to school.
All right. So basically no if it to that situation.
As a dad, if some of my son's teachers were carrying guns, that wouldn't upset me either. I just don't feel my wife's going to be carrying a gun to school, nor do I think someone should mandate that she has to carry a gun to school.
But should it be allowed if they choose to?
Again, I think that takes some more public debate to find out what we think's best overall in our community for students.
What separates you? There are others running in this race, not just you. What separates you from everyone else?
True. You know, I think the most unique thing is that I am a spouse of a public educator. My wife's been a public school teacher for 24 years, and neither one of my candidates have that to bring to the table, have that experience to bring to the table. And I think that's the thing that makes me the most unique. I think that makes me approachable to talk to students, to parents, and to community members about what's going on in the school, what are the concerns, what are the opportunities, what are we excited about, what challenges us. So I think that's the one key thing that I bring.
Boyd Goodlow, appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Chad.